Republican Impeachment Report, Border Chief Mayorkas Violated Oath of Office. By Neil Monroe on July 21, 2023. President Joe Biden's pro-migration border chief violated his oath of office to well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office, a Republican report says. On February 2, 2021, incoming DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas swore that oath, said the July 20 report by the House Committee on Homeland Security, which is chaired by Representative Mark Green, RTN. The American people expected him to abide by his oath, defend the homeland, and uphold the Constitution. If Mayorkas has failed to uphold his oath, he should be considered derelict in his duty as secretary. The report is titled DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas' Dereliction of Duty, and is part of the five-point Republican effort to build a case for impeaching Mayorkas. Mayorkas is not an innocent bystander at the mercy of the federal bureaucracy, global events, or political opponents. He is the chief architect of the illegal immigration crisis that Americans have suffered through since January 2021. He has either willfully sparked the current crisis through his extreme and irresponsible policies, or is such a poorly informed, inefficient, and inflexible leader that he is negligent in his duties. Either way, he has been derelict in his duty to secure the border, defend the homeland, and keep the American people safe, violating his oath to defend the Constitution and faithfully discharge the duties of his office. However, the report was undermined when it was released on the same day Republicans also held a contentious hearing. That rival event spotlighted evidence that then-Vice President Joe Biden took bribes from foreign officials, often via his son, Hunter Biden, and provided an excuse for media outlets to ignore the GOP report. The report was first leaked to pro-establishment site DailyCaller.com, where it prompted a mere 5 comments from readers. Related video, DHS Chief Mayorkas claims border is not open despite Biden ending Title 42. The report also hides the vast economic damage done to ordinary Americans by Mayorkas's welcome for wage-cutting, rent-spiking migrants. For example, the terms wages and salaries are not mentioned in the report, and the only reference to the employment of migrants is related to footnote 318. The report also lacks a theme, even a phrase, to help explain why Mayorkas has decided to violate his oath of office. Without that theme, it appears to readers as an endless chain of inexplicable claims. The silence comes as Mayorkas' migration is causing voters, including swing voters, to complain about rising rents and house prices throughout the United States. But the Republican report does mention child migrants being forced into work, and also includes much useful data on the tax monies being spent on migrants. Mayorkas dismissed the impeachment effort in a softball interview with Politico. "I am incredibly proud of my record in federal service, and I love serving our country. This country gave my family, including me, a new life. We fled the communist takeover of Cuba. And it's a tremendous source of pride for me to have served our country and to continue serving our country. I have a very good understanding of who I am and what I am trying to do for our country." False accusations do not dent that one bit. The report includes much useful data and many damning statements. Section 1, Laws and Court Orders Mayorkas Has Ignored, Abused, or Failed to Follow. Section 2, Actions Taken to Encourage and Facilitate Mass Illegal Immigration. Section 3, Actions Taken to Spread Illegal Aliens Across the Country. Section 4, Mayorkas' False and Dishonest Statements. Section 5, Dereliction by the Numbers. The section on Mayorkas' False and Dishonest Statements is 40 pages long. Overall, the report concludes, Mayorkas has ignored, abused, or failed to enforce nearly a dozen laws passed by Congress. Time after time, where the law unequivocally prohibits or requires certain actions by the secretary, Mayorkas has done the exact opposite. Related video, DHS Chief Mayorkas refuses to recognize cost of illegal immigration to American citizens. Mayorkas and migration. In 1990, Congress set immigration caps at roughly 1 million per year and also barred employers from hiring illegal migrants. The inflow was roughly 1 migrant for every 4 American births. Since January 2021, Biden and Mayorkas have imported roughly 6 million people via various legal, illegal, and quasi-legal doors in the border. That inflow is roughly 3 migrants for every 4 American births. Mayorkas is a pro-migration zealot, who has said his border management is all about achieving equity, which is really the core founding principle of our country. Mayorkas wants equity between U.S. citizens and foreign citizens, and he has opened many loopholes for millions of economic migrants to cross into the United States, regardless of the vast impact on Americans. Amid the massive inflow of roughly 2 million global economic migrants in 2022, Mayorkas insists the border is secure, and rejects any criticism of his deadly, elite-backed wealth-shifting policies. We cannot have the rights and the needs of individuals who are seeking humanitarian relief in the United States be exploited for political purposes, he told ABC News on January 1. In February 2023, Mayorkas said Congress laws are less important than his pro-migration priorities. Our goal is to achieve operational control of the border, with policies that really advance the security of the border, and do not come at the cost of the values of our country, he said. Mayorkas claimed on April 27 that his policy offers carrots and sticks to migrants. We are building lawful pathways for people to come to the United States without resorting to the smugglers. At the same time, we are imposing consequences on those who do not use those pathways and instead irregularly migrate to our southern border. But that humanitarian pitch is tied to a promise of cheap labor for business investors. On December 13, for example, Mayorkas told El Paso Matters how he wants to expand the U.S. economy by extracting more workers, consumers, and renters from foreign countries. Our immigration system as a whole is broken. It hasn't been updated or reformed in more than 40 years. We look to our partner to the north that has a much more nimble immigration system that can be retooled to the needs at the moment. For example, Canada is in need of 1 million workers and they have agreed that in 2023, they will admit 1.4 million immigrants to fill that labor need that Canadians themselves cannot. We are stuck in antiquated laws that do not meet our current needs. And they haven't been working for many, many years. Mayorkas, however, is protected by business groups that favor the colonialism-like extraction migration policy. Related video: Mayorkas agrees with Biden, white supremacy is the greatest terrorism threat to U.S.